You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Big news for those of you who are Disneyland fanatics. They're releasing their plans now to reopen in stages. At the first stage, it'll be like 15% capacity, and then they'll go up to 25% capacity, and then they'll go to 35% capacity.
Okay.
But I know at first they're only allowing it for, quote, in-state visitors. Mm. So if you want to go out to Disneyland, it's only going to be Californians for a little while and Floridians, I guess, for the world.
Nicole and I were chatting about the old land of Disney, and a time will come, Dom, when our children would like to go to that. Neither one of us want to go to that. But she was saying, you know, maybe now's the time to go when it's not so crowded.
Right.
But then you got to travel and be around people.
There is that. And like I said, they're only allowing Californians into Disneyland.
Right.
We'd
have to get in on tier three or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
I think this is all supposed to start April 1st. Something like that. If you're a Disney fanatic, you can look it up, and good luck to you. So I imagine you were riveted watching the screen last night on TV when Harry and Meghan sat down with Oprah.
I couldn't get enough of it, Dom.
So we had a little tease of what was talked about last week. Now we see the whole thing. They dished a lot of dirt. Things like when Meghan was pregnant with their son Archie, they were told he would not receive a royal title, and Buckingham Palace would not provide security for him. They're like, what?
It's weird.
All sorts of other things came up. Some racist allegations towards Buckingham Palace. Harry says that his relationship with Queen Elizabeth is still tight. I'm skeptical about that.
Right.
He says his relationship, though, with his alleged father, Prince Charles. I say alleged. He says there is a lot of work to do there, and he says his relationship with his brother, Prince William, is, here's the quote, space at the moment.
They're not talking. They're not talking. They're mad at each other. It'd be a brother fist fight if they saw each other.
Yeah. Prince Harry says, quote, I was trapped, but I didn't know I was trapped. Trapped within the system. My father and my brother, they are trapped. They don't get to leave. And I have huge compassion for that.
Where are they at now? Are they in Canada? Or
I was under the impression that they were somewhere in the States now. Maybe it's Canada. Anyway, North America. They are going to have a baby girl. And they say that this will be it. They'll be two and done like you. They will have an older boy and a younger girl
just like
Jeremy
us.
And Nicole.
How cute.
So that's going on. And then, do I want to share this Girl Scout story with you? Only because it sounds like, once again, this morning radio show on Mix 100 did not get credit for an idea. Years ago, I was telling Girl Scouts to go sell their cookies outside of the dispensaries, right?
Mm-hmm.
You and I both have been saying that.
Absolutely.
Set up shop outside dispensaries.
Everyone's got the munchies there.
And now there's a story breaking out of Michigan that some Girl Scouts who were making bank selling their cookies outside a marijuana dispensary were actually told to stop by the National Girl Scouts organization.
Oh, whatever. Selling
your cookies. They didn't like the... bringing in money, who cares?
We picked up takeout from one of my little favorite holes in the wall last weekend, and it was great because it's the bar that we got the food from. Right next door is a liquor store, and then the other side is a pot store. Mm-hmm. And there was a Girl Scout table set up right there with all three of those businesses, and they were booming. There was a line to that table.
Printing money.
They're getting everybody right there. Yes, they were so busy. I was like, you guys are brilliant.
The place in Littleton that we stopped at one time, it was a little strip mall, but there was a little pizza. It's like a mom and pop pizza joint. On the left side of that is a liquor store. On the right side of it was a pot store. And I'm like, booze, pizza, and pot?
I'm never leaving that parking lot.
It's like the Girl Scouts could just, pitch a tent and live there for a month.
Those are some smart kids.
And they could probably pull in about $100,000.
Probably right. Sell all those cookies, man.
What else is trending?
Well, let's talk a little bit about American royalty here. Nicolas Cage. He recently got married in Las Vegas yet again. He's saying, hey, fifth time's a charm. His last marriage was to that woman named Erica something or other, and that one lasted 4 days. That was his last one. Now he's married a woman named Rico. He's 57. She is 26 years old, Tom. My goodness.
Did you see the photos?
I did.
Should we just leave it at that? Look at the photos.
Check it out. He's on TMZ.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess it was... This wasn't a spontaneous wedding. It was actually planned, but I don't know. They met over a year ago, so you know what? Good for him. He's happy.
Nick Cage to be happy. That's all I
want. Me too. Did you see the story about Bear Grylls, Man versus Wild Dude? They say he's been approached multiple times to be the next James Bond. Dom?
Really?
Yeah, I can kind of see it. He went to the same school as Ian Fleming, the creator. He served in the Special Air Service. He speaks multiple languages. He's a tough SOB. He can kill spies and then eat a dead goat that he found on the side of the road and be just fine. I think that would be a pretty good Bond, I think. I love Bear Grylls. He's a pretty darn cool dude, and he's a good-looking guy. He could totally pull it off. So.
I just pulled his picture up. Yeah, I mean, he looks the part.
Have you ever watched any Man vs. Wild?
Uh-uh.
It's a pretty cool show. Despite the fact that he takes celebrities, you know, so-so celebrities, out into the middle of nowhere, and they have to survive for like 3 days, where they really do eat like things that they find just laying in a field, and they have to drink their own urine and
so
things like that.
So they're out in the wild with a full camera crew and lights and stuff.
It's like one guy, they go out and they drop him off with a helicopter, and you got one camera guy, and then that's it, and they got to survive. So it's actually it's a pretty cool show. You actually learn a lot.
Could he act? Not that, like, I mean...
I think so. I think he's been in TV long enough that...
How much did Roger Moore even act when he played James Bond?
Right.
For Roger Moore, it was just like a walking, you know, martini party.
Right. Drunk on set every day. According to a new survey, 1/3 of people who are working remotely right now say that they would quit on the spot if they had to start going into an office for work every day. Also, 1/3 of people in this survey are big talkers. Yeah, okay, quick, go ahead.
Yeah, let's see you.
All right, let's do it. The pandemic may mean the end of the kiss cam at sporting events, Dom, because, well, one, you can't really kiss with a mask on, but now they're saying, you know, they don't want people spreading germs. So now the Milwaukee Bucks recently placed the hand sanitizer cam at their sporting event. And it looks like a big bottle spraying people with sanitizer. I will say it looks slightly naughty.
Doesn't really have the same pizzazz, though, does it, Jared?
It really doesn't. And so people don't kiss. They, like, wipe their hands together up at the camera. You know, they're, like, wiping their hands up in the air. And you're like, eh. While this giant bottle, like, is squirting them, it's just... Okay. It's the whole thing is strange. We are all so exhausted that there is a new energy drink coming out. It's a Perrier. It's their brand of carbonated energy water. Perrier Energize. Am I saying that right? I drink like Aquafina.
That's Aquafina.
Aquafina. Different fruit flavors, same amount of caffeine as a cup of coffee. I've never had that fancy water. Does it taste different?
Is it
bubbly? Is it carbonated?
Yeah. I don't know. You can find various carbonated waters with the bubbles. But here's my question. How much is their carbonated, caffeinated water going to cost? Does it
say?
Oh,
it's right. I don't have that in this.
Because it's already expensive.
It's overpriced water. Yeah. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Posted a video from TikTok. It's from a dude that worked at Starbucks for about a decade, and he posted a video about the, quote, foolproof way to get a free cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
I don't want to tell you. You got to go to our Facebook. See what we do there? We make you go there. I would feel very uncomfortable doing it. It's just weird. It's weird.
Does it seem like a legit way to get free coffee?
No. No, because essentially, I will say that you have to do kind of like a coffee tasting with the barista. So it's a sure-proof way to back up the line at Starbucks, basically. So check it out. It's a jerk. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.